All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, March 13th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a 7-game NBA main slate tonight, as well as a 4-game NHL slate, and then the Players Championship over in the PGA Streets tees off tomorrow morning. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team here. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. And lastly, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So come hang out, ask a question. Chances are somebody else probably has the same exact question that you do, and more than just you will benefit from getting that question answered here on the show. But with that said, going to get the app pulled up. As an announcement in the Discord, we are running a promotion for PGA. We're calling it it's a 2024 PGA mini challenge here. And what you have to do is you have to max out the $3 20 max. It's called the birdie on DraftKings all 4 weeks between the Players, which is this week, and the Valero Texas Open. And if you participate all 4 weeks, you're going to get a limited edition SaberSim golf hat. The highest finisher in the tournament each week is going to get a Travis Matthew quarter zip pullover. Every single week, if you participate, you're going to be in a drawing for the following week to win free entry to next week's contest. And then if you win the birdie on any of the 4 weeks here, you get a custom SaberSim golf bag. So follow the instructions down here. So have an active SaberSim subscription. Use our logo as your avatar. Max the $3 20 max and then fill out this short form. So, you know, we're trying to let everybody know about it every way we can here. So I'm going to drop it in the chat to give you guys access to this form to participate. But we've been trying to reach out to people a multitude of ways. So check it out. Get in on the action. It's a mini challenge 4 weeks here, and then we'll see where we go from there. But it is fun, and you do get access to some free SaberSim gear here. All right. With that said, we're going to jump into our show. Looks like first question here came in from Sammy. Question says, afternoon, Andrew, with the new PGA announcement for the challenge, are Mondays the day we shall see that random winner pick like NFL, as long as the tournament finishes on regular Sunday? Yeah, I would say so. You know, we probably want to, there's a little bit more of like a turnaround time there, right? Because like for NFL, it was like Sunday to Sunday till the next tournament. But, you know, now it's like, okay, the tournament ends on Sunday, and then the next one is like already on Thursday. So we're going to try and have a pretty quick turnaround time on announcing the random entrant, on getting those free tickets over to each week's winner. So I would expect that same process to happen on our Monday Office Hours show. All right. Good question there. Good clarification. Next question. Yesterday we were discussing making lineups for multiple contests out of convenience and choosing lineups to ensure their uniqueness. To further touch on that point, when getting unique lineups for single entry and 3 max and trashing them before moving on to the 20 max, would you also have a min unique setup? If so, would it be the same amount as your total max lineups intended to be played, or would it be something else? Would the program even recognize if I trashed a lineup to fill the next lineup with any amount of min uniques different since the lineup is trashed? If that's the case, what do you suggest doing to ensure unique lineups that are also not too similar across multiple single entry 3 max contests? Okay, so really good follow-up question here. Basically, what they're asking here is like, hey, if I am filling, you know, contest by contest here, you know, are you still using min uniques And if you are, you know, how exactly are you using it? You know, are you leaving it at the same number as you go through all the contests? Are you adjusting it? And I think that's a very fair question here. So what I would probably recommend here, and, you know, I kicked off this build. I thought these builds had already run, but it doesn't look like they had. So let's just let these builds finish here and, or these lineups finish here, and they're just about done. And we'll kind of talk about this. All right, lineups are finalizing. And lineups have loaded. Let's say you want to do the single entry first, right? So we're going to go one lineup here. Honestly, I'm not going to care, you know, about mini uniques at this point just because I'm playing one lineup. So then, boom, you know, I play this lineup. I put it in the trash. All right. So then now I move on to my 3-max. Well, what I'm probably doing here is, you know, let's say I have a contest sim set up. So I'm just going to set up like a default one here, just super, super basic with all of the original inputs here. And I'm just going to kick this off. So let's let this contest sim finish. And let me adjust my screen so we could see more of it. There we go. All right. So contest sim is just running. We're just waiting for it to finish. And it's done. So then what I would do here is I have my 3 lineups. I'm going to scroll down to the last lineup, the 3rd one here. I'm going to switch to my contest sim metric. And then I'm going to start applying mini uniques. And I'm just going to kind of settle on a number on like a contest dependent. At 6 mini uniques, it takes me down to lineup 303. And five mini uniques, or you could go 6 here. Let's say I wanted to use 5, right? Okay, I'm going to fill these lineups. Great. Now, when I'm done with them, I'm going to trash them. So what's going to happen here is I trash the 3 lineups. When I change this number from 3 to 20, SaberSim is automatically going to try and apply 5 mini uniques to this set. So what I would always recommend is just wherever mini unique setting you're at, always scroll to the last lineup in your set of lineups that you're viewing just to see what the metrics are. So like me, I'm typically happy playing any lineup that is above 0% ROI. Now, I could set a filter and get rid of all negative ROI lineups, but sometimes I don't do that just because like sometimes I'll have, you know, 300-400 lineups. And if like the last lineup is like minus 5% ROI and then it like jumps up, you know, I'd probably just like be fine with that. So I just like don't do it, but just, I don't take that extra step. But at this point, you know, the 5 mini uniques is being applied here. Now you need to decide, hey, you know, when I go from looking at 20 entries to looking at 3, where am I at in my pool? What do these metrics look like? And should I adjust it? So, you know, probably like long-winded way of saying like if you're looking at 3 lineups and the mini uniques is 5, it's going to auto apply that. If you trash those lineups and then increase the number of my lineups, the mini uniques is still going to try and apply automatically. But in general here, you know, the number of mini uniques you can get to is just all dependent on like your my lineup to pool ratio here. So, you know, if I'm looking at, you know, 500 lineups out of 5,000, that's like a 1-to-10 ratio. Well, if I'm looking at 5 lineups out of 5,000, that's a 1-to-1,000 ratio. So if I need 5 lineups out of 5,000, you know, that's just a way bigger ratio. I have so much more options. That's why my mini uniques is going to be able to get to such a higher number. So that's, I hope that gives you some ideas about how to use it, but I would use it, you know, on a contest by contest basis. always using the last lineup in your set as your measuring stick? All right. Good question there. Next question here from Black Mamba. And question says, actually, we had a follow-up. What if it was multiple single entries before a 3-max or 20-max? It depends if you want to do them all together or separate. So if you have, you know, 5 single entries, well, then, you know, if you care about your diversification across those 5, then what you could do is you could just have, you could basically do all 5 together under one contest sim. So you have to say like, hey, if I'm playing the $1 single entry, the $2, the $5, and the $12, well, maybe I just look at 4 lineups and I use the contest sim from the $12. That will allow you to have diversification amongst those 4 single entries. If you're going to do them all separately, then you're not going to have the ability to look at uniqueness across those 4. So there's a little bit of a trade-off there. You know, I think that when you're playing like a lot of lineups, you know, like that ends up being, you know, say 4 lineups out of, I don't know, 40, 50, something like that. It ends up being like a small percentage. So like the uniqueness in your, I think what happens is like those lineups end up being correlated, but like all of your lineups together end up being a little more unique. So it's kind of like a give and take there. You got to decide what's best. But looks like you said, thanks. That's what I was thinking of to do. Yeah. I mean, I like that strategy in general. Just like picking like a proxy contest sim, just because you don't always have that much time in NBA specifically. All right. Next question. If I wanted to set up an automatic rule for my NBA DFS lineups to match the field ownership on my chalkiest players, how do I go about setting it up? If it's not possible, that would be something that, is that something that can be added in the future? Thanks in advance. So there's not going to be a way to do that, really, just because like ownership is changing every day. Like, what is chalk today? You know, I go and I look at the main slate and the highest owned player is like 30%. Well, if I go back and, you know, look within like the last 5 days, I'm pretty sure I could find like an instance where somebody is like, you know, 50% plus, right? So like, what is chalk, right? And like people will ask like, hey, what does the term chalk refer to? Chalk is a way of describing the highest owned players on a slate. So like, you know, ownership is relative to the slate that you're playing, right? So honestly, in my opinion, if you wanted to just come in here and say like, hey, I want to match ownership on the top, you know, 3 highest owned guys of the day, you can just like make that a part of your process and just come in here, sort by ownership descending, go and put a max exposure to the top 3 guys, and then go about the rest of your process. And like, if that's something you want to do, I think that's fine. You know, if you're like, hey, I'd rather just match on like the highest value guys and try and get different elsewhere. Like, hey, okay, you know, that is definitely a strategy you can take, but I don't think we're going to be like be building any like tool for that. It's like super specific kind of like to your process. So I would just take the added step of setting a couple max exposures and, you know, basically like being just working that into your process on a day-to-day basis. All right. Good question there. And just taking a peek here. Looks like we are all caught up with questions here in the Discord. And looks like we're also caught up with questions here in the YouTube chat. So might call it a day there, but appreciate you guys tuning in, hanging out with me. I will be right back here tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.